With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. If you haven't hit the road by now, then you probably aren't planning to see Monday's solar eclipse in totality. The closest states to view it are Idaho and Oregon. But locally, you can still see something. KAZU's Mary Jane Peters has the details.
As long as morning clouds and fog don't block your view Monday, you can see a partial solar eclipse. Brian Skiff is a researcher at Arizona's Lowell Observatory. He says the event in the Monterey Bay area will be about a 70% eclipse.
You'll see basically a crescent sun for an hour or so during the mid-morning. And 70% sun, still a bright sun, so you can't look at the sun directly.
That means you'll need eye protection, not ordinary sunglasses, but glasses designed for looking at a solar eclipse. The moon will begin passing over the sun around 9:15 Monday morning. Skiff says it will peak here around 10:15 and the partial eclipse will be over at around 11:15. He says even if you don't look up, you'll notice it.
The twilight won't be like a mid-morning bright sun, but instead like a twilight or late afternoon lighting. And you might notice that shadows are really sharp on the ground and even crescent-shaped. If you have small breaks in a tree, you'll see a crescent-shaped silhouettes of the sun, and it'll be an interesting kind of view.
The next total solar eclipse visible from the U.S. will happen in 2024. Mary Jane Peters, KAZU News.